The Chris Fade Show, right here on Virgin Radio. Charlie Puth, attention, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Kat Sadler in studio.
Yay!
Once again, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so Simply Dubai, the reason why you're here right now in Dubai for the first time, it's called Simply Dubai.
Yes.
What's going on? What's happening?
Well, it's funny, you asked me earlier, like, what do you do for a living? Yeah. E is like my bread and butter. That's
sure.
my everyday. But through the years of being there, like, fashion has become very, very much an extension of who I am. And I have a fashion blog. And years ago, I started working with Simply, they used to be called Simply Stylist, but now they're Simply Beauty and Fashion Conference. So I would host some of them, and we'd interview like some of the most famous celebrity makeup artists and hairstylists and designers and editors. It was just a world of fashion. And now Simply Dubai has been here with you in Dubai.
Cool.
This is the second year.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm on the panel and I'm being interviewed, I guess, while I'm here tomorrow, which is at 5 o'clock. So come join if you can.
The Kempinski is it?
Kempinski,
exactly. MOE. Yeah, MOE.
Exactly. And so this is World of Fashion. It is just celebrating everything about fashion and trends and tips. And, you know, the audience will hopefully walk away inspired and learning some things. And I'm going to share some of my story.
Especially, you said that you've got a fashion blog. You said mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that are wanting to get into the
blogging.
Whole blogging or getting on Instagram. Obviously, you'll have some tips on probably the right way to do it, the wrong way to do it, don't do this, do that, things
Absolutely.
That you've learned.
Yes, totally. That's kind of the whole thing, is to kind of inform the audience on maybe some of the to-dos, some of the things that might not work. I'm obviously just telling my story, but yeah, it's a really nice place to share all that.
Right.
Yeah.
We will put up on Instagram stories the link to Simply Dubai if you want to go and check it out tomorrow.
Yep.
It does kick off tomorrow. You have interviewed like the biggest stars in the world. Do you get nervous? Do you ever, depending on the caliber of it, like from a, you get a Brad Pitt or you get a...
Who makes you nervous?
Of course
who
I get
makes
nervous.
Who's made you the most nervous?
The most?
Yeah.
The most. Mm. Woo! That's a tough one. I mean, I will say Angelina Jolie, she has this presence about her that's highly intimidating.
Yeah.
There are certain stars that are very, very A-list that you feel so safe around, like Meryl Streep, for example, or George Clooney is actually just so cool.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, my personal fave. I mean, that's literally why I went into broadcast journalism. I was like, I will know Johnny Depp before it's all said and done. So I've interviewed him dozens of times, and he's just as real as they come, very gracious. He looks everybody in the room in the eye. He thanks everybody. I mean, honestly, I know he's had some stuff in the press lately.
Sure.
But some people definitely do make me nervous. I guess Angelina Jolie is one of them. Who else would it be? It just depends. You know, some people are just...
Like, as you're trying to do an interview with these guys, are you in your head, you're trying to think to yourself, all right, what am I going to do here? They're acting a...
They're not receptive, or you know.
That's the key. Like sometimes you never know. Sometimes I've had a certain celebrity who, you know, one time is fabulous and full of life and in a great mood. And then the next time I get him, I'm expecting that person and they have nothing to say and they're making my life really difficult.
Yeah, sure.
And you just have to be able to roll with it.
Yeah, we're learning that now. We sat down with, and I'm a huge fan of Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Oh my goodness.
And so Samuel L. Jackson came here for the Dubai Film Festival and they said, you guys want to interview him? We said, yeah, of course.
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm. And so then we rocked up, and there's Samuel. He was as cool as he can be in his suited up with his Adidas kicks on, feet on the top of the table, arms back. And then I just went up to him. I said, Mr. Jackson, this is amazing. I can't wait to do this. Do you mind if I mic you up? He's like, nope.
He said, I don't want to ruin the suit.
He's like, you're not going to ruin this suit. And I just went... And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, going to myself, what do I do here?
So
I think that's quite cool.
But the entire time, I think we were all looking at each other like, at any point in time, Samuel L. Jackson might say, I'm done, I'm going home. but he just went with it. We loved him, though.
He opened up and I held a lapel mic for the entire interview like this. This is how we interviewed
him. But isn't that fun? Because I'm sure you interview so many people. The unexpected, I live for it. Because I would rather get that and every day is like a new day and you don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to unravel. Like, even if it goes awry, I'm okay with that. I had an interview recently with Jim Carrey.
Hold on. We've got it. We got it? We were talking about it. Okay. So here is... Actually, can you hold on here? I want to check some traffic here. But we are going to talk about this infamous interview that... I think it was about 3 weeks ago now.
New York Fashion Week.
It was with you, Kat, and it went worldwide. I want to get your thoughts and find out from the person that actually did the interview. Hold on.